This is another edition of Get Lit with Literature. Today is a warm-up for a talk I'll be giving this week at the Great Neck Library. And it's based on the following. I'll read the blurb for the talk. More than half of the United States are named from native words and places, yet rarely are the actual native peoples and their traditions acknowledged. This presentation will bridge the gap between name and peoples, place, and respect for the environment, also known as Mother Earth, revealing how geopolitics and resource extractions have misshaped the sacred land, air, and waters. Other state names reflect the colonial royalty mindset and foreign religion, and it is this dynamic tension that is still playing out in our everyday lives. Monuments and signs also perpetuate misperceptions, while sports team names allow centuries of racism to linger. How united are the United States, and what can be done to heal the long-standing divisions? So around 2001-2002, I did a bunch of research looking up the origins of all the state names and discovered that about 30 come from native words or places. Or the peoples. So I found that quite interesting. And not all of them are conclusive because sometimes it was mostly research online. So there were many answers or origins given. And there's also the fact that some of them may not even be coming from the actual native peoples. So that's my disclaimer on the accuracy, but it does give a gist. And I wrote a poem for each of the states with information, sort of some of its stereotypical information about the states, whether, a state has rubber produced or this or that, or the out west, the salmon is big for the northwestern nations. And so it's a bunch of history and all put into a kind of quatrain form and a poem for each state. That's only part of the larger book called Singing an Epic of Peace, a Fifth World Story Poem. It's an epic poem of about 250 or so pages, and those are for sale for $10. All the proceeds go to the Lakota and or the Shinnecock peoples. Mini summary warm-up, because I'm trying to feel my way for what I'm going to say at the first time giving this presentation. For one thing, it's interesting that about 14 of the state names come from water, mostly rivers. And as a friend mentioned to me, that in native languages, these are typically not nouns, but rather they are active and verbs. So just to think of a river as a noun is to miss not only the action of the river, but also the whole cultural, mythological origin stories, all kinds of things that are put into what something represents. So interesting, with all the issues of water nowadays in the world, that we have this kind of focus reminder put in, but how much attention have we been paying to that? Mississippi, Michigan, Missouri, Tennessee, Ohio, Connecticut, a lot of these are mentions of rivers. And then about 8 come from words for earth, whether it's hills or mountains, Massachusetts, Alabama, Montana, Utah. And again, very significant with what's going on today with Mother Earth and soil erosion and on and on and on. Much of the talk is going to be about just that, kind of the overlay that has been put upon the consciousness, call it an illusory overlay, where the U.S. has been built upon the awarenesses of native peoples, and we've renamed places, sort of like new and improved New York, New Jersey, New Hampshire, New England, and literally paved with concrete. So we have lost touch with connecting with the earth. So much of the talk and the presentation is about that, the environment, how to sort of reconnect with, whether it's in your backyard, or with the literal energies of the land, or find out what native peoples originated in your area, and perhaps they're still there. Odds are someone is still there. Perhaps you can talk with them and learn some of the history of that you may not know. So that's just a snapshot of the talk. And again, the book, Singing an Epic of Peace, that's just one section of the book. It covers a lot of other topics. And one more thing to add. Yeah, Jay, there's a Jay. I don't know if you could hear the Jay there. That's part of the language of the land, or the air, or the waters. And suddenly I realized recently that myself and many others, most others, are speaking a foreign language. We think that, oh, someone's from Russia, from Asia, from Australia, oh, from wherever. They're speaking a foreign language. Well, this English language is foreign to this land that Native peoples call Turtle Island for thousands and thousands of years. So remember, you may think you're smart, but you're speaking a foreign language. That will wrap it up for now. Thanks for listening. Have a good one.